In Pakistan, a large protest march against the government was called off today. This after a dramatic reversal by the Pakistani leadership, which made big concessions to the opposition. Key among them was the reinstatement of the former Chief Justice of the Pakistani Supreme Court, Iftikhar Mohammad Chowdhury. He was removed from his post in 2007 by then-President Pervez Musharraf, which led to massive protests led by lawyers. The current president, Asif Ali Zardari, had refused to reinstate Chowdhury, but he reversed course after a weekend of protests. I'm joined now by Adil Najam, a professor of international relations at Boston University. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
And Professor, there had been worries that this protest, if it happened today, could have led to bloody confrontations with the authorities. Then this dramatic turnaround by the president. How do you explain his reversal?
I think that what happened here was that the government, and particularly the president, Asif Ali Zardari, found themselves increasingly isolated not only by the opposition, which is the least important in the story, but isolated by the people and isolated within their own party. Some of their own leaders were jumping ship, and they found that they really didn't have too many options out. Then in Lahore, the provincial capital, the police started refusing to act against the protesters. So things were really heating up for the government, and the government had something to do about it. Very briefly also, there has been a difference of opinion between the president and the prime minister. The prime minister had always wanted the judges to be restored, or was more leaning towards that. And all of that collected in this decision.
Mm. And do you think in the end this leaves President Zardari, who's only been in power for less than a year, does it leave him substantially weakened?
It leaves him very, very weakened. It not only leaves him weakened, it leaves him wounded. I think today has been a very, very good day for Pakistan, a country that hasn't seen very many good days. But tomorrow is going to be another day, and the instability of the government is going to increase because of this, not decrease. However, the alternative, had this not happened, the instability would have been even more.
And what about the opposition movement? I mean, does this satisfy their demands, or will there be further demands to come?
I think there are further demands to come, but the important distinction is this wasn't the opposition's movement. The opposition here, meaning Nawaz Sharif, tagged on to it, leashed on to this movement, but this was never really his movement. This is a movement that actually goes back 2 years to General Musharraf. General Musharraf is the one who had removed this particular Chief Justice. Mm-hmm. This was a truly grassroots, truly civil society, truly democratic movement of the liberal, educated, progressive forces in the country. And what the opposition found was that it wasn't that they were leading the movement, they were actually following that movement. And therefore, part of the tension that is going to be seen now is the opposition going to try to sort of latch on to this victory? Or is it going to remain a victory of civil society at large?
Yeah, and you mentioned the opposition leader, Nawaz Sharif, who had been exiled, returned to Pakistan. He told supporters this weekend, from here, God willing, the fate of this nation will change. From here, a revolution will come. What kind of revolution do you think he's talking about there?
I think he's right. A revolution may come. It may not be a revolution he likes. Because remember, when he was prime minister, he also removed judges. So this is an old tradition in Pakistan. But it really is a revolution. For 2 years now, this started in March of 2007. For 2 years now, people in Pakistan, led by the lawyers, but ordinary people, have been running a movement that is peaceful, that is democratic, that is asking for the restoration of justice and institutions. For 2 years, under very, very difficult circumstances, they've been beaten up, they've been put into jails, people have disappeared, and yet they have been persistent for 2 years. I think a revolution has happened. I would argue that had this happened anywhere else, we would have been giving it a color. You know, it would be the Orange Revolution or the Green Revolution or the Velvet Revolution. But it's a movement that started against General Musharraf. It was highly influential in the removal of General Musharraf. Now it is highly influential in the reinstatement of the Chief Justice. And it is not going to be Nawaz Sharif's movement or Asif Zardari's movement. In some ways, it is amongst the very, very, very few good things happening in Pakistan.
It's a revolution in search of a title. Professor Najam, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Adil Najam is professor of international relations at Boston University. He also writes the blog All Things Pakistan at pakistaniat.com.